知行英语 Listen and share.
词汇扫描
Fair
费用
Downpour
暴雨
Puddle
水洼
Destination
目的地
Chivalry
骑士精神
Sitting in his cab waiting for a fare.My friend's husband, William, watched as torrential downpour left lake-sized puddles just off the curb of the busy street. Then the back door opened and a customer got in. As William asked the destination, the would-be passenger exited through the other door, successfully avoiding the puddles. Thanks, she said. Chivalry isn't dead after all.
我朋友的丈夫 William 是一名出租车司机，此时正坐在车里等着一名顾客付钱，同时看着倾盆而下的大雨在那条忙碌的街道边上留下一些犹如湖一般大小的水洼。这时车的后座门开了，一位顾客钻了进来。当 William 问他要到哪儿去时，这名准乘客从车的另一扇门下去了，成功地躲开了那些水洼。谢谢，女乘客说，看来骑士精神毕竟还没有死。逐句对照。
Sitting in his cab waiting for a fare, my friend's husband, William, watched as torrential downpour left lake-sized puddles just off the curb of the busy street.
我朋友的丈夫 William 是一名出租车司机，此时正坐在车里等着一名顾客付钱，同时看着倾盆而下的大雨在那条忙碌的街道边上留下一些犹如湖一般大小的水洼。
Then the back door opened and a customer got in.
这时车的后座门开了，一位顾客钻了进来。
As William asked the destination, the would-be passenger exited through the other door, successfully avoiding the puddles.
当 William 问他要到哪儿去时，这名准乘客从车的另一扇门下去了，成功地躲开了那些水洼。
Thanks, she said. Chivalry isn't dead after all.
谢谢，女乘客说，看来骑士精神毕竟还没有死。多学一点。Fare 费用，多指乘坐公共交通工具时的费用，比如故事当中的是 taxi fare。 另外 fare 还可以做动词，表示事情的进行发展。来看个例子，
How are you faring with your project?
你的项目进行得怎么样了？ Downpour 倾盆大雨，这个词很好记， down 是向下，Pour 是倾泻或者倒，比如说 Pour a cup of tea， 倒一杯茶，加起来就是向下倒水的意思，这不就是倾盆大雨了吗？ Puddle P-U-D-D-L-E 水洼水坑，故事当中说 Lake size puddles 字面意思是像湖一样大的水洼，这是一种夸张的说法，其实就是下大雨之后马路上的那一滩滩的积水。 Destination 目的地，比如
Her destination was Rome，
她的目的地是罗马。 Would be 是个很有意思的表达，可以理解为将要成为，好比我们汉语当中的准。看几个例子体会一下。 Would be bride 准新娘，想要结婚的女孩。 Would be manager 准经理，马上走马上任的经理。故事当中的 would be passenger 理解为准乘客，因为这位新乘客上车的时候旧的乘客还没有下车，所以只能是 would be passenger。 Chivalry 骑士精神，主要是指男士对女士的一种礼仪，在故事当中是说那位女士借人家的出租车跨过那大滩子水，然后还游丝寂寞。 现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Sitting in his cab waiting for a fare, my friend's husband, William, watched as torrential downpour left lake-sized puddles just off the curb of the busy street. Then the back door opened and a customer got in. As William asked for the destination, the would-be passenger exited through the other door, successfully avoiding the puddles. Thanks, she said. Chivalry isn't dead after all.
Take a long holiday.
好，今天的笑话就学习到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。